Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
What's up, everybody? You are listening to X Appeal Season 2, Episode 11. And this is part two of our Would You Rather.
With Jen coming in with better questions.
Well, hopefully. I think that my questions were pretty great last time. Or not?
No, sure. I think we were on the. You were more like, would you rather miss an arm or a penis? Where I was.
Well, listen, like I'm not going to say that I don't have similar questions for this one, okay? But I threw in some deep ones as well.
Okay, good. Good. What'd you do to your hair? I like it like that. Looks good.
It's great. Yeah. Thank you. I actually just decided to do nothing with it today.
Because usually you unstraighten them.
Usually. Well, you know, I have a hair and makeup artist who does my hair every morning, but we were running late and
I like straight hair. Straight.
Thanks.
Yeah. I was on your lot today. I was at the WB.
You were at Burbank's? Oh no, you were at the WB lot?
Yeah.
Why? Oh,
you're not on the WB lot?
We're right next to it.
Oh, got it.
So we're at Burbank Studios, which is like literally a block away from Warner Brothers. Why were you there?
I'm shooting an episode of a show next week, so I had my fitting.
Can you say what show?
Yeah, it's a new sitcom of Apple TV. It goes by two names, Pinch or Shrinking.
Interesting. It goes by two names?
Yeah, on the breakdown it says Pinch, but then on the actual call sheet it says Shrinking.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What's it about?
It's Jason Segel. And with Harrison Ford and
Ford's in it?
Yeah, in a sitcom, yeah.
Harrison Ford is in a sitcom? You know I'll be doing the junket for this, probably.
For sure, probably.
If Harrison Ford's in it, yeah. I love Harrison Ford. He's the man. You know, people used to mistake my dad for Harrison Ford back in the day. My dad's super good looking, before age got him. But
yeah.
But yeah, no, I mean, and then everywhere we went, even at the Denny's in fucking, in Dover. And I'm like, why would Harrison Ford be at a Denny's in Denny's, Dover?
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah. I hate wearing bodysuits because I just have like perpetual wedgies.
Mm.
And I'm like,
yeah, that's so funny because, bodysuits are like probably my favorite thing on women.
I love bodysuits.
I know.
Because you don't have like the it's everything's like flat and body contouring.
Yeah.
And I like great, but then
you can just like flip the bottom click and then
mine you can't
have access.
You can't do that with mine.
Oh, you gotta get the good ones.
I don't have the snap one.
Ah, well you gotta get the good ones. My girl, she wears the snap one.
Yeah, I have the one where you have to like if you have to go to the bathroom, like you have to like pull it aside. You have to basically take off all your clothes.
No, you said you had to pull it to the side.
You can do that too.
You can pull it to the side.
Uh-huh. That's the lazy man's way of doing it.
Yeah. All right, go for it. Give me your first.
Okay. Would you rather have superhero powers or know the meaning of life?
Superhero powers.
That was not slow. That didn't take you very long to answer at all. Why? Why the superhero? You wouldn't want to know why we're all on this earth. You wouldn't want to know the answer to that.
No, we're on this earth to try to, have a good life as possible and have fun, and then we die.
I mean, I agree with you. I do agree with you. I think that we're on this earth because of some cosmic evolutionary accident, and we have to make the most of it, and find love along the way.
Also,
and find purpose in where we find purpose, like find purpose in whatever you make of it.
Yeah. And also, cool. So you find the meaning of life. Great. You still go to work the next day. You still have to obey yeah. by. So your life doesn't change. Superhero
and
power.
Maybe if you have a superhero changes. Power, you can spy on people.
I mean, can you pick whichever superhero power you can?
What would you have?
Flying.
Flying, I'd be spying on people.
You already do that with your dog's Instagram account, so you don't need that.
I don't even know my dog's Instagram account's password anymore, so that I gave that up a long time
Honestly, ago. Honestly, what's up with dog people? Like, why do you create a dog's Instagram account? And then, like, kind of like, hey, make sure you follow. Why would I follow your dog's Instagram account?
Well, because Seriously. It's actually you, though. That's why. Okay, like, great. That's actually the smartest thing for a celebrity to do, because it's really them. And I don't know. Maybe they can slide into people's DMs and it won't look as creepy because it's coming from, you know, Toodles the fucking schnauzer or whatever.
Okay, I get it. So if you're trying to create a dog, like, if you want to create a separate account for, but don't ask us to follow it. Why would I want to follow your dog's account? Like,
because if you're a dog person, you love seeing pictures of dogs. And by the way, your dog has to be cute in order for me to follow it. Like, it's got to be
I'm not following
a dog that photographs well. If not, I'm not following your piece of shit. Like, with the, no, I'm not following it. It has like gunk in his eyes all the time.
I'm not following
and like three
any dog's account. I don't care how cute it is. I do not care how cute it is. I'm not following a dog account. I'll follow you. And
I'm not above it.
You can send me pictures of that. My questions. God, I love this one.
Okay. Is this the one you were talking about before that you said was so good?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna ease my way into
it. Why don't you save it for last? Save the best for last.
Save it for last. So I'm gonna keep it superficial too. Would you rather have a man who is constantly dressed to perfection? Okay, like constantly, every time he seems like, oh my god, he's dressed so well.
Yeah,
he's perfect. So you can bring him to the red carpet, but he takes every day 2 hours to get dressed. 2 hours on the dock.
First of all, nobody takes 2 hours to get dressed ever, period.
I'm saying, and this time he takes 2 hours between he tries a bunch of outfits on, he changes.
Just to get ready.
Just to get ready, he takes 2 hours. No. Okay. Or be with a man who doesn't care and he wears cargo shorts with Crocs and a t-shirt from Maryland that he got at a tourist shop.
Okay, no, I'm taking the 2 hours. I'm taking the 2 hours.
So every day of your life, you know.
It's fine. I can figure out something to do in those 2 hours. I can go get a mani-pedi. I can go get like a mini massage. I can go and have some me time while he gets his life together. And at least I'll be walking out of the house with somebody who looks presentable as opposed to somebody who looks like they're a tourist at Disneyland.
But like, it's 9 a.m. You guys want to go grab breakfast? You know that he's going to wake up at 9. You guys are not be out of the house by 11. So you're not going to be at
the breakfast. You already know the schedule, then you can work around it, is all I'm saying.
Okay.
Then I'll go get a workout and I'll go to yoga, whatever it is. I'll bide my time until my man is, you know, ready to go and peacock it at brunch.
Okay.
Okay. That was easy.
I'm easing my way into it.
Ooh, this is a good one. This is tailored directly to you.
All right.
Would you rather never work in movies or TV again,
mm-hmm.
or be in a very prominent, like, this ad is everywhere. It's on buses. It's on benches. It's running in syndicated commercials. You are the face and the spokesperson for herpes medication.
But I would want to do TV.
I said you would rather. No, that's not the question. The question is, would you rather never do TV and movies again, or be the face and the spokesperson, like a very well-known face and spokesperson for herpes medication?
Okay, so let me see if I understand the question. It's either I don't do this ad.
Yeah.
But if I don't do the ad, I can't never be on TV and work in movies again.
Right. But or if you do that, then you're going to forever be known as the herpes guy.
In both scenarios, I'm pretty much never be working on TV again.
I mean, you could have a chance after that.
Look at that.
That's what you're going to be known for. Like, it would be like Jared from Subway, you know, if he didn't fall into pedophilia. If he didn't go to jail.
No, but look at like the Dos Equis guy, the most interesting man in the world. You don't see him anywhere. The same with the progressive girl. Don't see him anywhere.
Yeah.
But you know what? I don't. I'll take the herpes one. I don't care.
You'll take the herpes one?
Yeah. Who gives a fuck?
Wow.
You know how much money you make on this? You probably if you're everywhere, you're making, it's gonna get you're TV and you're probably making bags. at least on the first year, you're probably talking about 500K, and then if you're right for a long time period, then you're getting to like 2, 3, 4, 5 mil a year. You fuck.
Then everybody who sees you in the street is gonna automatically think you got the herp.
Hell yeah.
All right.
I don't care. That's you know what? It will. It might help people deal with this and make it less of a big deal. And be like, hey guys.
You know, one out of every five people in LA has it.
I think it's in the world.
In the world? There's no, a very Los Angeles. It's probably higher in Los Angeles if it's that one in five in the world.
There's actually a really good, have you ever watched Adam Ruins Everything?
I've watched a couple episodes.
He has an episode on sex, and one of the segments talks about the HSV2 virus. It's so good. It's great. It's very informative.
Is that herpes? HSV2? Yeah. Why'd you call it the HSV2 virus? Why do we have to get all clinical now? Why can't you say the herpes virus?
That's how it's called. You date a fucking doctor.
Yeah, but we don't talk about herpes. We don't talk about that.
I guarantee you, if as a doctor, he'll probably say it's
I'm sure he'll know right away.
He says it's nothing. It's nothing. I honestly don't care. I would date somebody that could not care one bit. It's literally your life is not at risk.
That's always a tough conversation if you're dating somebody, because I did, and it's always a tough conversation to have. Like, when do you bring it up?
Yeah, but look, so you dated somebody that had it, and
yeah,
you're fine.
Yeah, but
so there you go.
Yeah, but we also we also didn't get intimate. So
why not?
Because he had that, and I'm not gonna lie, but it kind of like I was like, I don't want to take any chances at that point. I like you, but we've only been dating for like a month, you know. Mm. Now, yeah, if I were but when is the right time to tell somebody that you have something that's lifelong like that?
Well, but there's the thing. There's a lot, I think, of misconceptions about it that most people don't really know.
Yeah, there are. Yeah.
You could be with someone that has that virus and he, she doesn't give it to you as long as they're not in an outbreak.
I think you can only get it when that person has like an active outbreak, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Which, so that person
happen all the time, like it happens once every while, you know, for some people.
So you as like, if you're dating that guy, as long as he's technically clear of an outbreak, you have such minimal chance of getting it.
I know, but still it's like it's a lifelong disease that you're like,
that does not kill you.
It doesn't, but it means you have to take medication for the rest of your life, right?
No, not everybody does.
A lot of people do.
Yeah. It's not, and that's why, like, honestly, at the end of the day,
happen. It's just not something that I want to be. I just don't want to do it. I don't want to, you know what I mean? I want to avoid it if I can.
Yeah, it's fair.
Yeah,
that's fair. But yeah, I would choose the herpes guys, and then I try to debunk all the stigma around it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's noble of you.
Yeah.
I can appreciate that.
It's like HIV. Now you have one day a pill and the virus.
Yeah, I do think that people should try to destigmatize STDs because a lot of people are having sex and a lot of people maybe aren't as careful as they would like to be.
Yeah.
And it happens.
No, for sure. All right. So that was a fairly easy answer.
Yeah.
All right. Would you rather be in a relationship where you have sex every day? I already know what you're going to answer. You have to have sex every day. It's like every day.
You have to I love how you went from would you rather be in a relationship where you have sex every day to where you have to have sex every day.
Yeah, it's like every day you have sex with your partner in that relationship. Okay. Or you only have sex with your partner once every 10 days.
Once every 10 days.
I knew you were going to say that.
Why? things have changed on my end a little bit. We've talked about this. The sex drive is not as it used to be.
Yeah, but
we'll hopefully get back there. But
no.
you know, I guess I just don't really need it that much.
Mm.
I know how that makes me sound. I know I sound like an asexual mom.
No, hey, by the way, I saw a video of this woman who described like having a really low sex drive, and she was starting like to question a lot of stuff and whatever. And then she went to a hormone therapy clinic, and she described the whole thing, and because it started with just low sex drive, and then it affected her more and more and more, and like, you know, being more anxious, depressed, all that stuff. They checked her hormones. She was unbalanced. They, whatever she needed like an up of testosterone and estrogen or whatever it is.
Wow.
And she said like a month and a half later, she was sleeping through the nights because she used to always wake up in the middle of the night. Like she said, it changed her life. Like she used to sleep. She slept through the night.
I wonder what she did.
Yeah. It was interesting.
I want to look into that because
hormone therapy.
It's disruptive. Yeah. Hormone therapy. I might look into that. Did she have a baby? Is that why she?
I'm not sure. Yeah. She did that.
Interesting.
So you would you'd do one every 10 days? I think I would do the same.
Yeah, one every 10 days.
I think I would do the same.
Because having sex every day, sometimes you're just, boy, like sometimes you're just A, not in the mood, and B, like sometimes you're in a mood where it's just completely opposite from being horny. Like, I don't know.
Like, I just think I see it at a different
way. You're going to be forced to have sex if, say, your mom dies. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't have to.
That day, and then you're going to have sex that same day. Are you going to want to do that? Probably not.
You have to in that scenario.
But you have to.
So that's the thing is, I feel like if you do it every 10 days, you're going to look forward to it. And I think you're going to make that time every time is going to be like, oh, this is my time. I'm, you know, we're fucking, you know, we're doing this the whole right day. Yeah.
Right. Or like a half a day or whatever it is. And you know, multiple. It's okay.
I wonder if you do it every day, if you don't get bored of it at some point. I don't know.
I would think you would have to. I would think anything becomes routine if you do it every day. Right? Mm.
Yeah, maybe.
It takes the spontaneity and the specialness out of it. This is another superficial question. But while we're on the topic of sex.
Yeah.
Would you rather never have sex again, a day in your life, or only be able to have sex for the rest of your life with a woman who has tiny spikes inside of her vagine?
So if I have sex with her, it hurts?
To a certain extent. If you do it long enough, it's gonna
just spikes, like spikes coming out.
Like tiny, almost imperceptible spikes. It would almost be like you would, at the end of sex, you would feel like you had a light rug burn.
Or never, no sex, but I can get head and hand jobs?
No. No.
Or I can only have sex with this person?
Yeah.
Man, you ask some weird ass questions.
So no sex at all, or have sex with a woman who would essentially give you like rug burn on your
in the vagina.
Yeah.
Well, I'll choose that woman. You know why? Because I'll go in the butt and in the mouth. And there you go. Problem solved. Work smarter, not harder.
All right. Fair enough.
That's it. That's why you specified with JJ. So that's it.
Yeah.
You know,
why do I look so dark now all of a sudden?
You would do the same thing. You would probably the guy with the small with a penis full of baby spikes that gives you a vagina burn or no, never sex in the rest of your life. You can come from the butt, by the way.
I think I would choose never sex again for the rest of my life. Yeah, because I could use a vibrator or something.
If it's not the same.
Okay. Agree to disagree.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Okay. Like this, honestly, this shows that this is why you and I are exes.
I know. this only validates.
Yeah, this really validates.
We didn't work out.
Okay. So I'm going to go with the cheating now. Okay.
Oh, with the cheating? Okay.
Yeah. Would you rather find out that your man cheated on you with a man or with a girl?
with a man.
Not really.
With a man, that's a really good question. With a man, because then I would know it wasn't me. Then I would know that it was just, he just feels a certain way. Like he's just, I'm never going to make him happy.
But what if he's 35, he's always been with women, and it's just, he cheated on you with a man.
Well, I'm sorry, but at that point I would say you've always probably had tendencies. This doesn't just come out of the clear blue sky. It's not that I'm so horrid as a woman that I drove you toward a man. Like that's not how it works.
Yeah, no.
So I would look at it as all right. I would feel so much more at peace if he were to cheat on me with a man.
Really?
Yeah.
Because there's no part of you that would be like, man, he never cheated on anybody with a woman.
I would be like, you know what? I would actually probably want to be friends with him after that, because I would be like, okay, you're now living your truth and you're finally comfortable. And maybe there's something about me that got you to that comfort level. So I'm going to look at it as a win-win.
What if he's bi? And he's just like, he cheated on you with a man, and then he's with another woman after that, and they're great.
That shit's selfish.
Okay, great. So that was an easy answer for you.
Yeah. Would you rather your girlfriend cheat on you with a better looking guy or a worse looking guy?
Oh, that's a good one.
And that was when I just came up with on the fly.
Oh, based on the one I just gave
you? Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You inspired me, Julian.
And are we talking cheating like a one night stand?
No, this is like a full moving on from you. This is like, I shouldn't say, yeah, this is like a cheating. And then you wind up like basically marrying that next person.
I'd probably pick... probably a worse looking guy.
Worse looking guy?
Yeah, I don't really know why. I'm trying to think, but both really don't. I'm trying to find, like, I don't really have any. There's not one that's worse than the other to me, whether he's better looking or worse looking. It doesn't really like affect me that much, the look itself of the person that she would cheat on me with.
I would prefer the worse looking girl.
Yeah, I mean,
forever I could be like, well, you're not going to have it as good as you did with me.
No, sure. I would be more affected by, like, you know, cheating on me with somebody more successful or a bit more of this or a bit more of that. But when it comes to look itself, I think I don't really care if the next, you know, cheating on me with better looking.
I never understood people who were like, well, at least she's beautiful. No, the guy is a piece of shit. He doesn't deserve beauty. At that point, he cheated on you. He does not deserve beauty.
Okay.
Okay.
So now I have, okay, so still in the cheating. Would you rather find out that your man has, throughout your relationship, cheated on you with multiple girls, or cheated on you with only one girl, but repetitively throughout your relationship? It's been like an ongoing side thing. Or it's just a bunch of random one night stands with people he doesn't even remember their names.
I mean,
that's a good one.
I would prefer.
That's a good one.
It's a good one. I would prefer the multiple women, because that means that clearly he has some sort of emotional connection
with you,
with the other person. If it's like the one person consistently, as opposed to you're trying to fulfill some physical need. Somewhere else.
Yeah, it's probably some
sexually deviant, you know, behavior, whatever it is, with some other girl who's like willing to throw down like that. Okay. I get that. Like I'm at peace with that. There's nothing that I could do to help you out in that department.
Yeah.
Like you need Jesus.
What if he's atheist? What does he need?
Well then I'll see him in hell. I don't know.
Well, he's not going. He's atheist.
He's atheist. Just because you don't believe doesn't mean you're not going to go there. Mm. I'm not religious. What about you?
cheated on me with one guy versus
cheated on you with one guy consistently versus multiple dudes. Question.
I think I would. I think I would pick one guy.
One guy? Yeah. So you'd rather her have an emotional, a deep emotional connection with somebody else than physical connections with other people. Either way, more than likely it's going to end, right?
Yeah.
Because it's unacceptable.
I think it could, honestly, that's a tough one. Here's the thing. If it's just one guy, I'd be like, clearly, you know, you were getting a lot from me, but you were missing like 20% that you were able to get from this one person, right?
Yeah.
So I'd be like, okay, I get that. But then one guy, exactly what you say, you have an emotional connection. So there's cheated on me physically, but you also cheated on me emotionally.
Yeah.
Which kind of hurts a little bit more.
It hurts.
But
because,
then,
yeah.
If I find she slept with like different random dudes at night, like one night stands, I'm like, so it has nothing to do with me emotionally, which I'm cool with. But then I'm like, it's kind of a hoish behavior. So I'd be like, so I read you wrong. So then I feel bad about myself. And I'm like, okay. I read you wrong. So, you know what? Maybe I'll switch my answer. I might go with multiple and just be like, yeah, you know what? It's because ultimately,
it's
I think
it's less hurtful that way.
I think knowing that you were enough emotionally for someone is just
that means there's nothing wrong with it because, you know, everyone's going to age. Everyone's looks are going to fade. So at the end of the day, it's all about, you know, your personality and you as a person and your soul and not necessarily what you look like and the physicality of it all.
And also, I mean, if we, you know, expand like you we've seen relationship work or we've heard of relationship work when they're polyamorous, which they maintain one emotional connection but they have multiple physical connection.
Yeah.
And it seems like when you talk to these people the physicality isn't as important as the mental, like the partner that you have, right?
The physicality issue is easier to fix than the emotional component.
Yeah, but I've never heard of a couple knowing they had a full-on other relationship with someone else.
Yeah. Well, that's when relationships end. And even people who we've talked to who are in multiple or open relationships, as they say, one of their ground rules is you can't get emotionally involved with another person because at that point you're talking about loving multiple people or falling out of love with your current partner and maybe falling into love with somebody else.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's when they know the relationship is over. Okay.
Last question for you.
Last question?
Yeah, are you making that up as well?
No, but okay, mine's more of a salty question.
Okay, go ahead. Go for it.
Would you rather move to California and live paycheck to paycheck between rent and taxes or live in Texas where the government can tell you what you can and can't do with your body? Bang!
And am I a baller over there?
No. Do you know what question that is? You know what question I'm asking?
I know. Yeah. But what's my status over there?
No, that's a facetious question. I wanted to end on a sour note by saying fuck the Supreme Court and their decision making.
I understand.
But I can ask another legit question though. Okay. You want to end on a legit question? This is actually a good one.
Okay.
Would you rather have $1 million now or coin flip for $10 million.
What's coin flip?
Like flip a coin. If it's heads or tails, 50-50 shot that you're going to get $10 million or zero.
Ooh.
That's a good one, isn't it?
So you take your chance.
Yeah. We did a little poll here at Extra and people were split 50-50.
I'll take the 1 million and I'll find a way to make it 10.
There we go.
You know?
There we go. Donald Trump that shit.
Do you mean go to bankruptcy?
No, didn't his father give him like $1 million whenever he graduated or whatever and he started investing in real estate? Isn't that, I don't know.
I mean, that's what I would do. If I had $1 million, I would clear some of my people and close friends' debt and then I'd keep the rest and just like,
That's nice of you.
And I would invest the rest. either buy a little property or a few properties. The only thing is, if you, even if you have like 800, 900, like 700,000 in California, you can't buy shit. So you have to like,
I was going to say it's $1 million, but they're going to tax you by half. So you, it's really only five.
Oh, so it's not even tax-free.
No, I'm joking.
A million.
In this hypothetical, it was going to be tax-free, but
okay, great.
But now that you push back, I want half your money.
Okay, so now we're going to get my last question.
Okay.
This is, I think, my favorite.
Well, you've been hyping this question up for a while.
Yeah, maybe so I hyped it too much.
I'm very curious.
Okay. So would you rather be in a happy relationship where you are the happiest you've ever been in this relationship with anybody else?
Okay.
But he's cheating on you. But you will never find out. So your reality is, this is the best relationship I've ever had. You will never find out. And you are happy as you've ever been. Or you're in a mediocre relationship where you're kind of like, eh, but he's faithful.
Oh my God. That's a really good question. Yeah, that's actually, you are right. That's a really good question.
Yeah.
I mean, ignorance is bliss.
Mm-hmm.
So if you'll never find out about it, and you're the happiest you've ever been, then go get your happiness, boo. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay if you're never going to know about it.
I don't know if you'll ever know. Maybe you'll find out in like 15
years. Oh, well, if you
years.
Find out, then that, no, then all bets are out the window. If you're going to find out, the whole idea of the question is you're never going to find out.
Yeah.
If you're never going to find out, then sign me up for a lifetime of happiness.
Okay. Okay. No. Yeah. You'll never find out. But, you know, people, there might be one or two person around you that knows, you know.
Well, then they're not my friends. If they don't tell me, then they're not my real friends.
Sure. So you pick your own reality.
I think it's you choose your own adventure. I really feel like I'm going to live in my own reality, my own blissful, ignorant reality, and be happy. I choose happiness.
Yeah.
What would you pick then?
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Same. Because well, ultimately,
you don't know
like,
it's not going to kill you.
Yeah. And if you're happy, that's the most important thing, right? It's just like,
yeah,
listen, I'm in a great relationship. That's my reality. And if this person is cheating and it makes them a better partner to you, then great.
Okay.
You know?
Oh, wow.
So.
Wow. This has been Deep Thoughts with Julian and Jen.
Well, we went from vagina with spikes to deep, like, relationship happiness.
From sandpaper vaginas to would you rather just be ignorantly happy?
Yeah. No, that's fair. Okay, great. Well, that's it for our Would You Rather episode.
If you have any Would You Rathers, send us a message.
Yeah, actually, this could be like a type of episode we could come back to. I like these.
Yeah,
these,
and we want to know what your answers to some of these questions would be.
Yeah, so make sure you DM us. That's it for today.
Bye.
All right, you guys have a great day. And a great week.
Never has there been a more uncomfortable outro in the history of outros.
I know.
All right, well, you guys have a great day.
Huda Media Production.